This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by Berkeley Life Nitric Oxide Support Supplements. Nitric oxide is a vital signaling molecule in cardiovascular health. We all make nitric oxide in our bodies, but as we age, it starts to diminish naturally. Being proactive in maintaining nitric oxide levels is vital for healthful aging because an underperforming cardiovascular system will limit the effectiveness of any other supplementation in your regimen. Just two capsules of Berkeley Life daily provides the dietary nitrate equivalent of 7 ounces of beets and can support energy levels, maintain healthy blood pressure levels, and improve general circulation. It's the professional-grade nitric oxide supplement that I recommend and prescribe for my patients. This is only available from healthcare providers. To get your Berkeley Life professional supplements, just go to drhoffman.com/Berkeley Life. That's drhoffman.com/Berkeley Life. You can also get Berkeley Life's patented nitric oxide test strips to conveniently test your own nitric oxide levels safely and easily at home. That's drhoffman.com/Berkeley Life for Berkeley Life nitric oxide supplements. Welcome to today's Intelligent Medicine Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Today, we have a very special guest, our good friend, William Shore. He's co-founder and president of Essential Formulas, Inc., the makers of Dr. O'Hara's probiotics and other fine products. Also, Reg Active. And we're actually talking to him in sort of extraordinary times. Because we're smack dab in the midst of the coronavirus epidemic, and not to make extravagant claims about probiotics as the magic bullet against this dread pathogen, but there's something to be said for the immune supportive effects of probiotics, so we're going to touch upon that. By the way, this year, 2020, marks the 20th anniversary of the founding of Essential Formulas. And why is this so significant to the natural health world? Well, because that started our modern-day approach and understanding about probiotics and the importance of probiotic health. So, without further ado, here's William Shore. William, it's a pleasure having you on Intelligent Medicine.
Dr. Hoffman, thank you so much. It's a pleasure to be here.
Tell us a little, what are you doing? I'm here in New York City. I'm hunkered down. I'm on lockdown. It's lousy weather here in New York, so I barely emerged from my apartment. I'm hermetically sealed here, but the nice thing about it is that I work remotely. I'm actually talking to patients via Skype, and I'm talking to you here in my home studio. How are you doing down there? How are you and your family and the business?
I am well. The family is well. Everyone here thus far is well. We, too, are hunkered down. It's my understanding that as of tonight, the state of Texas is going into, or excuse me, I'm sorry, not the state, but the city of Dallas and Dallas counties are going into a lockdown mode for non-essential businesses. So it was pleasing to learn last week, or I believe the week before, that supplement companies are considered essential for the state of the business right now. And though we have a small, we employ a small amount of people here, we're staggering our employees for their benefit and to minimize risk and, you know, just to aid in a little bit of the psychological comfort of being home with their family and those that have the children and stuff. So it's something to be mindful of. We're all doing our due diligence, but fortunately we are a probiotic company and everybody's been using those and taking those, and we're doing what we can to continue to support our immune system.
There's something very interesting happening here. Because, you know, I think, you know, people have better things to think about than what supplements they're taking. You know, they're rushing to the pharmacies and stores to lock down their Clorox wipes and their Purell alcohol swabs and toilet paper. But when it comes to supplements, I've noticed that on Fullscript, which is a site that we both participate on, our supplement sales are going through the roof. And in fact, you know, so anything that has the connotation of supporting immune system, it's virtually disappearing. You know, it's back ordered. Are you keeping up with production there, or are you having any supply chain problems in terms of producing Dr. Heroes?
Presently, we are not. You know, in all honesty to your listeners, if we are going to have a supply chain issue, it would come to a little bit down the road if the governments really stopped the access of all flights internationally. Fortunately, our products, which are on Dr. O'Hara's, which are manufactured in Japan, still are on our favorable list for international flights. So those products are still coming in, and we had kind of anticipated at the beginning of the year, since it is our 20th anniversary, a need to stock up due to additional campaigns and advertising and marketing we were doing. So we had more supply on hand.
You had a backlog.
Yeah, well, yes, a little bit. Not too bad of a backlog, but definitely a very large fresh supply.
Backstop. You actually had a little bit of a buffer against the current emergency. That's good.
Absolutely, yes.
Good deal. Okay, well, you know, let's talk a little bit about the 20 years. First of all, congratulations on 20 years.
Thank you.
Give us a little background on how Essential Formulas was started at the beginning of this century, the new millennium.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, and first I want to thank you because you have been with us.
I was an early adopter.
Practically all of that 20 years.
Exactly. I think it was maybe not too long after your launch that I said, wow, this is great stuff. I'm going to switch to this product because this is the most active, potent probiotic on the marketplace.
Very much so, and we've been very grateful for that support. And when we, you know, when I stumbled on you at our very first conference, which was the ACAM conference in May of 2000 here in Dallas, that's when we were blessed with your expertise and intelligence and understanding these unique products, and probably even better so than both Michael and I did even at the time. But going back to it, as you know, Michael, my father was a retired lawyer, lobbyist in his past life, and he had spent a number of years in retirement, but all the while was interested in potentially doing something new and exciting. And an opportunity presented itself that came out of a business, or not really a business trip, but really a tourism trip in 1997 in Malaysia. He had a friend who he had met some years earlier, who had kept asking him to come and visit him in Malaysia and see his country and experience the culture. And during that trip, my father, after a number of weeks of being there, ate something and basically took ill. And his entire life, he had had what was diagnosed as a spastic colon from an early age, and had always taken a heavy pharmaceutical drug to control it and to help keep it in check, you know, during those times of distress. And he had not packed it, he didn't travel with it, he'd forgotten about it, wasn't really expecting something to happen. And when, of course, it did, he was in misery. And so the gentleman that he was there visiting, who was an immunologist by training, knew what distress he was going under and said, well, let me bring you some product, and I have something that will help with it. And it turned out that in 1997, that very substance is the product that we market today as Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics. And so Michael was introduced to it. It was able to get control of it in a matter of hours to a day, as opposed to multiple days of suffering and dealing with the symptomology of it, of foodborne illness. And it impressed him. And so he had the opportunity to extend his trip and meet the formulator, Dr. O'Hara himself, as he was coming over a week later for an event that was just through serendipity taking place. And so they met and had a brief exchange, and that was really the extent of it. My father purchased some large amounts of the product for his personal use and brought it home and had, you know, gone on about his life. But in 1999, during the summertime, Dr. O'Hara had reached out to my father directly and asked him to come and visit him in Japan to discuss the opportunity of bringing the products to the United States.
By the way, this is already an established product in Japan, a popular over-the-counter remedy, right?
Absolutely, yes. It was a over-the-counter product that had been established in Japan dating back to 1982. It was sold in other Asian communities and countries on the Pacific Rim for a number of years, I think from 86 on. And so it just had never been introduced to the United States. And so upon traveling and being there in Japan with Dr. O'Hare after about a day and a half, I had received a very early morning telephone call from my father about 4 a.m. from Japan. And he said, William, I'm interested in bringing this product. And of course, 4 a.m., I'm going, who is this? What do you want? And so in this exchange that was going on, I'm like, well, okay, so you want to start a company and you're going to bring this product to from Japan for us to you know, try and introduce and market. What do you need me for? And he said, well, I need you to try to understand the science. And of course, my background wasn't in science, really. I had had high school chemistry and biology and a couple of years in college of the normal required classes and stuff, but it wasn't my major. It wasn't anything that I had had significant training in. And so for me to understand it, I feared was a huge challenge. But sure enough, he came back and an agreement was reached and we incorporated here in Texas. And January 1, we looked at each other and we said, well, how do we make a box? And we had this great colleague of my dad's, Marty Whittakin, who you may have known.
And has frequently graces our airwaves, a very erudite physician who really gets it about the linkage between gastrointestinal health and overall wellness.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Well, she was kind enough to assist us in some of the language to use to explain probiotics and fermentation. And of course she helped us in doing our box. And of course, my father being a lawyer and a contract lawyer specialist, he had all of these great fonts on that box. I think we had at last count on our first generation was about 34 different fonts.
Okay.
And so we knew we needed some help then, but we had a really great packaging, with a window in it, and it showed the product, which was individually blister capped and, you know, hermetically sealed and just a really good, product. And so then, you know, after we got the box made and got some language pulled together, we decided, oh, we needed to do a conference. And sure enough, that ACAM conference show sprung up here in Dallas in May, and we took a little booth and exhibited, and we ran across yourself and a couple other doctors of great renown in my mind, Dr. Morrison and a few others. And in doing so, you guys sort of esoterically understood exactly mm-hmm. what probiotics should be doing for the body, and then were excited to experience a product that had a live probiotic construct in there along with its prebiotic food supply. And then, most importantly, was all of those postbiotics, that biogenic mass mm-hmm. that we coined the term, or actually Marty Whittakin coined the term postbiotics mm-hmm. on her radio program in the early 2000s, and started talking about it from that standpoint and explaining that overall benefit, that synergy of the symbiotic of all the components being delivered into the digestive system and to be able to go into work and effectively regulate the body's own natural flora to grow and proliferate and support elimination and support the immune system and do all the things we need to keep ourselves healthier.
You know, let's just say that the growth of Dr. Hira's probiotics has been viral. You know, it's just,
to some degree,
I mean, it's been the product of marketing, but it's also been the product of, you know, word of mouth and the adoption of this product by a lot of the top physicians who I respect. So, you know, collectively, it's really been a phenomenon. Lately, you've added to your product lineup. I mean, you know, it's nice to have focus in business. You know, you don't want to, like, one of the problems that some of the car companies ran into is they had too many models. You know, it's like mm-hmm. it kind of diffused the marketplace, and, you know, finally they're consolidating. You know, they got rid of GM, got rid of Buick, and, well, no, Pontiac, and, you know, some of the Oldsmobile.
Mm-hmm.
But You added to your lineup recently. You're very selective because I think you're scrupulous about the products that you want to onboard. But you also added another unique formula called RegActive. And I think that that product has something to say in relationship to immune support as well. Can you describe that?
Oh, absolutely. No, we were very fortunate to stumble on that particular formula as well. And yes, just like you said, it was sort of selective in how we chose to bring it into the United States, and we know our specialty is not on a broad scale of every sort of supplement base and category, because there are so many other good companies that do that well, and of course that wasn't our experience. Our experience is understanding specific probiotics and what they can do, and so RegActive was one of those very unique ones. It is a probiotic strain that is the principal ingredient in those formulas, but it is not functioning in the traditional role as a probiotic for the digestive system's overall health. That strain, Lactobacillus fermentum ME3, which is a strain out of Estonia and the University of Tartu, where it was discovered by its formulator, Dr. Milkasar, that strain will stimulate and produce glutathione intracellularly. And so it affects it through three different pathways, which is overall providing that cell health and then therefore support to the immune system as well.
You know, and again, I'm not going to make any extravagant claims for this, because as yet we can't say that there's some magic bullet against coronavirus or some sort of magic shield that's going to protect us from all manner of misfortune. But one of the things that's intriguing about looking at influenza, which is a little different, but, you know, again, a viral disorder, is that by taking N-acetylcysteine, which is a supportive substance producing glutathione, that you can actually attenuate the severity of viral infections. So it makes sense to take products like NAC and RegActive as a way of fortifying your immune response, and particularly if you were to get sick. I stockpiled RegActive. I'll tell you, you know, we were discussing this earlier before I was on the air. I went down to Tortola, and it was kind of daring, because we knew that the virus was emerging, and we said, let's just squeeze in one great vacation, because I really wanted to go scuba diving with my family. And there were a bunch of us down there, including a 4-year-old, family member. And, yeah. And I was responsible for bringing an entire medicine chest. And yeah, I brought some antibiotics, and I brought some Tamiflu, and, you know, it's conventional things, some Pepto-Bismol, but also absolutely Dr. Here's probiotics, some NAC, you know, elderberry, oregano, all these things that we thought we might need as a bulwark against infection. And, you know, if one of us came down with something. So, you know, really an essential. And forget coronavirus. When I travel, I always take Dr. Here's probiotics, because there's nothing like that. You know, you may want to up your dose a little bit when you're traveling, because those beneficial bacteria tend to compete with the harmful pathogens, which you always acquire when you travel. And almost no matter how careful you are, you're going to get some of the flora in a foreign place. Absolutely. And you might come down with Montezuma's revenge. You know, the local populace, they're used to it, but you may not be.
Correct. Absolutely. And so to be able to support yourself during those times, you know, when we travel, the number one thing that occurs is the body is under stress. Even though we're going on a vacation, we're going on holiday, we're going to have a good time, the body's still undergoing physical stress, both internally and externally. And so to be able to support the overall health of the body through the use of probiotics, or through the use of some of the other nutraceuticals and acetylcysteine and things of those nature. Even I do. I take the oil of oregano, and I use Sovereign Silver. In fact, I will nebulize with Sovereign Silver during times that I'm traveling, because you're exposed to an environmental allergens in areas that you don't live. You're exposed to air systems in hotels and convention centers and all sorts of places that you're not around, and they've, you know, you don't know when they've last been cleaned or filtered or anything mm-hmm. of that nature, and yep. You just want to support your system during those times from the stress. And of course, Dr. O'Hara's is one of those very effective tools in that, because it's individually blister capped, it's easy to travel with, it doesn't require refrigeration, and it has all of the necessary components to support your health at one particular shot, especially against something like Montezuma's Revenge or in any intestinal distress that can occur.
When it comes to immunity, there's some very interesting studies where they look at animals who have sterile GI tracts. These animals are birthed and not given the mother's breast milk. In this case, they're usually experimental mice or rats.
Yes.
They're then dosed heavily with antibiotics to kill off all their beneficial bacteria. So they essentially have a sterile gut, no bacteria. Now, you might think, oh, that's great. You know, let's make our intestines as clean as, you know, ceramic toilet bowls, you know, so that they're we don't have any pathogens in our body. But what's fascinating is that these animals become extremely immune suppressed. In the absence of beneficial bacteria, they become extraordinarily prey to infections, you know, whether viral, fungal, or bacterial. So the bacteria, you know, we tend to think of bacteria as our foes. These bacteria are really essential to our normal immune function. They compete with harmful bacteria. They actually have crosstalk with our immune system. They constantly send molecular signals to the lymphatic tissue within our intestinal tract, which primes the immune system for proper response.
Oh, absolutely. No, those, you know, we, as we've learned through the Human Microbiome Project, but yourself, you learned even, you know, not to date you, doctor, but decades beforehand.
Right.
You know, we've learned.
I think it was around the time of Louis Pasteur that I
really... Yes, yes. Well, not so far back, but, you know, maybe Madame Curie. No. with respect, we've learned that our bodies are more bacterial than we are human cellular. And so naturally, that biocommunication response that's going to occur is so critical to the overall health of us as a human being, as a bioengineered machine walking around and exposed in the environment. So bacteria are critical in the role that they play in the communication that they have, all the way starting from the very first thing that we consume, because the oral cavity is the start of the digestive system. You know, with the things that we breathe in, the nasal cavity as well, all of that mucosal membrane and the soft tissue epithelial cells in there are reacting biochemically to everything that we do and consume, whether it's supplements, our foods, our medicines. And so maintaining that optimum health, that optimum bacterial fingerprint, which of course cannot be supplemented by any product in the world, but can only be supported and hopefully provided the nutritive dense postbiotics that is necessary to get it to grow and proliferate, then we'll coordinate and work in conjunction so effectively. Now, fortunately, through our modern science, we're discovering daily new strains within you know, certain food groups or certain products or different foods that we, you know, is a food source, but we don't really consider it part of our daily diet. Something like, what is it I'm trying to say here? Please forgive my absent-minded. I read an article earlier and I forgot what the source of the bacteria that they were using, but I want to say it was like sea buckthorn.
Okay.
The fermentation and production of sea buckthorn was sourcing a type of bacterium, and of course that research is being done in South Korea, and they're noticing certain expressions of that bacteria having some antiviral activity, and therefore they're now looking into it for COVID-19 or for coronavirus expression and possible treatment or support of treatment in those kinds of things. So, you know, we discover these things more and more each day through great research and you know, what I consider great ideas being fostered throughout the community. And of course, it certainly couldn't happen anywhere as well or as effectively 100 years ago or 50 years ago without the advent of all of our technology that does allow us to be able to work from home and to have these opportunities to be able to speak across, you know, 1,500 miles or greater with yourself and others and express these ideas. And so it's an exciting time, even though we are in such a dystopian concern for our health.
Well, I think we're going to learn a lot of lessons from this. You know, whenever we're hit with a challenge, you know, it's an opportunity for a great leap forward in our understanding of you know, A, how to manage an errant economy. That's a big issue. But also, you know, how to make breakthroughs against future pandemics, which may be even more dangerous. And, you know, natural substances are, nature is a wonderful repository of potential remedies. And we now, you know, you talk about technology, we now have high throughput techniques that enable us to very rapidly screen thousands of natural products. There's thousands of chemicals in nature for potential activity against new viral pathogens. And I think that we're going to come up with some real interesting concepts that should revolutionize our approach to these future epidemics should they occur. All right, we're going to pause because today we're talking to an innovator, our good friend William Shore. He's co-founder and president of Essential Formulas, Inc., makers of Dr. Hira's probiotics, also RegActive. And just to give you a heads up, their website, essentialformulas.com, and Dr. Hira's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other natural health retailers nationwide, also available online, and available via Fullscript, which is our online store. So check them out. And when we return, more on the subject of the microbiome and the benefits of probiotics. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.